Oh, it is a Taco Tuesday on the Colorado River. This is Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. I already had my tacos at River Dog Grill. Karen and the chef make a great fish taco. I had two of them. And so now we're on the air. For our first half hour, we have former mayor Jack Hakim, who's now on the Parks and Recreation Board. He didn't go away. And also, the show is brought to you each day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair. How's Jack?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm running a five-hour sleep, so if I fall asleep, would you throw that bottle of water at me and wake me up?
You know what? I'll splash you with
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
If I get thirsty, I'm going to need a drink.
Yeah, I know. That's why I have my tea right here.
Is that a tea?
Yeah. You thought I had a little cocktail in here?
I thought there was something stronger than
no,
tea.
No. At River Dog Grills, you can't carry that out.
No one will know if it's in Coca-Cola.
Well, I know, but I need... My problem is with this headphone set, you know, I normally drink my big bottle of water, but with this headphone set, I got to be able to sip, you know, and keep moving. And
we'll get a bigger straw.
I don't need to.
That's what you need.
I need about a 2-foot-long straw for my bottle.
I'll see if I find one for you.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Show sounds good. I've heard you several times.
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? 8 years out of mayor, almost.
8 years. Eight years, yeah. And then 8 years as a council person.
Right. And then, but the first thing you did when you retired, as it seems like most people do, is you grow a beard.
Well, it's a little one. It's not long.
I know.
It's shorter than your mustache.
Oh, yeah. And you don't have a mustache, so that's you do a little thin.
Just a little.
Yeah. Do you have to draw that in each day with a marker?
I do. I don't know about a marker, but Carol will look and say, you know, it's getting too high.
Yeah.
So I just got to cut it here.
She holds you down and trims it?
A little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, Chief Southey retired. The first thing he did was grow a beard. Don Evans retired from the fire department. He grew a beard. Rod Head retired. He grew a beard. I'm like, I don't know what I did wrong. I retired and just kept on going. I didn't stop to grow a beard.
Well, I can't let it get too long.
Yeah.
But I noticed yours is getting white.
Oh, yes, yes.
And mine is getting white.
I told her.
I prefer silver.
I blame my white on my wife.
Shame on you.
Well, but our married pictures, when we got married, this was nice and brown, and now it's not. So I tell her it's her fault.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
And she doesn't buy it.
You know? Carol doesn't buy mine either.
Yeah. So now.
What's that?
You retire as mayor.
Yes.
What do you miss about being mayor?
Actually, I miss it a lot.
I'm sure.
But we got a great council.
Yeah, we do.
We got a good mayor.
We do.
And I think that when I look back, and I was talking to Toby Carter this morning, he called me up and asked me about, you know, what I thought about the purchase.
All that
stuff. And we talked for quite some time, and then I reminisced about the phone call that he called me while I was still mayor, and we were looking for a new city manager. And we talked about that, and we had gone through a couple of interviews, and all I kept thinking was, oh, God, no. And then all of a sudden, I'm home at night, Carol and I are watching television, and the phone rings, it's Toby.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Jack, and I said, yeah, and then he told me about wanting to come back. I said, send your resume in.
Yeah.
And he sent it in. I went to council, and I told Sue.
Yeah.
I said, no more applications.
You got the guy you want.
No more applications. Yeah. I told the council, we got the guy we want. And I have to tell you, he has done a tremendous job.
Yes, he has.
And during my 8 years as mayor, I think that has been the most productive thing I could have done.
And he made it easy.
To bring him in.
Yeah. But, I mean, when he became city council, when he became city manager, he made your job easier.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't have that much time with him.
I know.
You know. But, yeah, he did. And he's done an amazing job there.
Yeah.
And
when I first... I mean, I met Toby back when he was the PIO.
Yeah, you know? and I was on council at the time.
Yeah, but when they did the recycling,
mm-hmm.
and I watched him at one of the meetings at the Chamber of Commerce, where 80% of the room wanted to kill him. You know, 20% were there to really find out about recycling, but 80% had already made up their mind they didn't want it. And I watched how he handled the questions and how he handled himself. And I went, wow, what a smooth act. What a smooth man and a smooth operator. And he didn't tell anybody, you're wrong, I disagree with you, your information is incorrect. He didn't belittle anybody that attacked the concept of recycling. And that's just how he works, you know. The other night, last 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, when they talked about the numbers from the consultant, and all of a sudden, when other people were speaking, and then the gentleman got up from EPCOR, and he went up, and he said, well, Toby's made a couple statements that I need to correct. And he said that the Edmonds City Council has nothing to do with the water district. And Toby said, and he's holding up his cell phone, and he goes, well, according to your website, this...
It's not true.
They each appoint somebody on the board.
That's right.
And he says to Toby, he said, well, I don't care what you have on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, again, Toby wasn't... But Steve D'Amico then jumped up and said, he's looking at your website on his phone. You know, so, you know, either their website's wrong or he's wrong. I don't know which. But anyhow, the way Toby handles himself, you know, and I've been in hundreds of meetings with him myself at the fire department and one today at 3 o'clock. But a lot of meetings with him, and he is...
Very thorough.
Very thorough, mm-hmm. very... You know, and yesterday we had a gentleman call in and say... Would you consider a more no-wake zone south of the chamber building in that new park area? And Toby said, that's something we could look at.
Mm-hmm.
And he was quick to take the suggestion and say, yeah, you know, that's a possibility. So maybe that'll happen, you know. So, again, to me as a citizen, we have a city manager that listens to people. And... A lot of cities don't have that, you know. I'm fortunate like you. I can text him. I can call him at any point in time and talk to him. And a lot of people don't, and they can't. They don't know how to get a hold of him. And some of them will never talk to him or concern themselves with a city manager. But we have the best.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's done wonders.
And he followed Tim, and I thought Tim was a great city manager.
Tim was a wonderful city manager, and... I was sorry to see him leave.
Yeah, I picked on him a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Well, Alon and I were in Sedona. And, you know, I walk in the mornings, and I'm walking the main strip there, and I see, all of a sudden, I see a light pole with a flag on it. And I went, oh. So I zoomed in, and I snapped a picture, and I put it on Facebook. I said, oh, it looks like Tim Ernster stole one of the ideas from Bullhead City for Sedona. And then later in the day, Tim Ernster went on there and he goes, just so you know, I retired in 2015. I don't live in Sedona
anymore. No, he lives up in Flagstaff area. Yeah.
And I went, oh, well, I'm still going to blame you.
We communicate.
Yeah.
And his wife is really nice when they come into town. And he comes in every so often. We get together, go across the river and we'll
have dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's so we've been nice. Very fortunate as a city. We've had two... strong leaders in the city manager position. And hopefully Toby sticks around for a long time.
Oh, I think he will.
Yeah,
his family
so
loves it. You know, and his kids, when his son,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, when they left, he was this big. And now
yeah, he came back,
this big
and 7-foot redhead.
I know. He's incredible.
Yeah.
But Toby is a blessing to our city, and he's a wonderful guy. And we have a good city staff.
We do.
You know, with our city attorney and city clerk and so forth, and they've been there a while. There's no turnover. And
you're on Parks and Rec now. You work a lot with Jeff Tipton and Dave Heath.
Yes.
And Ashley and all those guys. Yes. In Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Parks has always been something that I've enjoyed being with, being part of. Rotary Park was during my term, and
look at it now,
and just getting it all kicked off at the time, and Community Park with the new Ramadas at the time, and dealing with all that. So parks have always been a passion for me from the very beginning, and getting it all done and so forth. So I enjoy being on that commission and working with it. And you know, we had some problems, of course, with the homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I've met with them and understand. Met with the guardians down there. Who
feed them every night.
Who feed them. Well, breakfast, too. And you know, and understand their
concerns. But that Robert has his wife cooking for him in his house, and he takes it down and feeds him.
Yeah, you know, he's wonderful, and a lot of people take care of him. I went down there the other day. I was cleaning out my closet. I must have had about, probably 3 dozen brand new T-shirts from all of the record companies and all of the artists and things. And I never wore them before. And I put them in a bag. And I called Robert up and I said, Robert, I got all these T-shirts. They're brand new. And my wife said, I got to get them the hell out of the house. So...
But they're all size small.
No.
Oh.
No. Extra large, large. At that time, nobody, they didn't care. They just, here.
Yeah.
For me to distribute to the radio persons and things. And they would just ship dozens of them. These record companies were just bananas. Yeah. I'd have boxes. I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? What? You know. And so I called them up and I said, I got some T-shirts.
Right.
You think maybe he said, bring him down. So I brought him down, and they were all assembled down there on the one thing. And it was like...
You're like you're passing out dollar bills.
Well, it was like, I take extra large. And I was like, okay, I take large, I take small. The ladies were coming up, and who is that? What artist is that?
They thought they were at Walmart. Huh?
You know, right. But they were all quality T-shirts.
Yeah.
They were good T-shirts. So I went through half the bag, and he said, what about the rest? I said, keep them here.
Yeah.
You get another group come by, and then we'll go from there. But it was cool. They do wonderful jobs. And I think that for those that had a problem with the homeless, we were able to communicate with them and work that out. And Robert and his group and the guardians understood their concerns as well.
Right.
You know,
Patty with
and so it worked out okay.
Yeah. And now we have a homeless center that's under construction. They've almost got the walls up for all the ground level.
Yeah, I saw that. And I hope that they'll have some transportation to get them back and forth. You know, and what I would like to see is that some organization takes hold to get a shower truck.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Well, they're going to have showers in that building. They currently have showers at the Salvation Army. That's where they all showered right now.
But sometimes line up. Those showers are out.
Yeah, they've been down recently. And
but it's transportation, okay?
You know, WestCare has a transportation network. Mm-hmm. You need to go meet with Cheryl DeBatt.
Cheryl DeBatt?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to her because if they had a shower truck, you know, they run about $25,000. And that would be something that we sure could use in the area.
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously in the summertime, you certainly don't need hot water. But it's something that would be convenient.
Well, and we have somebody that has lots of money that might be able to help pay for that.
Yeah.
Somebody could operate it. So you'd write that check and then...
I write for chicks.
Oh, you write for chicks.
I write the chicks. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, you thought I was talking about legacy. I was talking about you.
Oh.
Oh, let us take a little break here.
I wish.
We'll be back with more with Jack Hakem. If you want to call in and ask a question, please do. 702-298-1063.
Sometimes all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Shagru's, the most uncommon restaurant and bar you've got to experience. Give your friends a call and join them at Shagru's Wednesday nights. What makes Wednesday night Shagru's night? How about half off any wine on Shagru's wine list with any dinner entree? Known for their Wine Spectator Award of Excellence year after year, Shagru's takes pride in their wine collection. Shagru's, the seat with a view, located on the island next to the London Bridge, open 7 days a week serving lunch and dinner. Shagru's Restaurant and Bar.
Come taste the wonders.
On your way to work this morning, running late, and the car won't start. What do you do? CarQuest Auto Parts to the rescue. It's your local CarQuest Auto Parts store on Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or Aztec Road in Fort Mojave, or Lake Havasu City on Palo Verde. The crew at CarQuest has the parts for your vehicle from batteries to carburetors. Just ask for CarQuest quality auto parts when your vehicle is being repaired. CarQuest. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest.
Horizon Community Bank has good news for Lake Havasu City. The new Horizon Community Bank drive-thru and ATM is now open on the north end of town at 101 Retail Center Boulevard. You can't miss it. Right across the street from the airport, on the corner, lakeside of the highway. You're guaranteed hometown hospitality, service, and hours. Plus, it's the new home of the Horizon Community Bank Mortgage Center. Your hometown community bank is growing to better serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for new and better equipment? Horizon Community Bank provides competitive rates for equipment leasing and loans. This gives business owners the advantage of delivering products and services to clients faster and more effectively. HCB leasing program allows up to 100% financing, low payments, and protection from rising interest rates. Before you decide, talk to the local business experts who are part of your local community. Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Mojave Valley, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair. And we're visiting with former Mayor Jack Hakem. You know, you started something.
What's that?
That I think it was you and Mark Nixon and John Salem all said.
Tri-City Council?
Let's do a Tri-City Council.
You know what started that? We were having problems with the county manager.
Okay.
Okay. And he was just teeing off everybody. And we couldn't communicate. Mark Nixon was having a problem. This one was having a problem. And I just said, enough was enough. And I had a big argument with
him.
Oh, big time. It was in the paper and everything. I just went back and forth with him. And he said to me, you can't do anything about it anyway. You're just one city. And I thought, well, this is BS.
Yeah.
So I got a hold of John Salem, and I got a hold of Mark Nixon, and I said, we need to meet, because they were having problems. And I said, we're going to form
Tri-City Council. Yeah.
Tri-City Council.
Now you have three cities knocking on your door at one time.
But we had to get all the paperwork done. This wasn't just some organization. So we started the Tri-City Council. I was their first chairperson.
Uh-huh.
And then we alternate. And really worked out well, because when we'd go to Phoenix for the conventions,
yeah,
we were always acknowledged. And I remember the first time the mayor of Phoenix got up there during the convention, and he said, I think more cities in close proximity should get together just like they did with the Tri-City Council in Fort Mojave County.
Yeah.
And it's become very strong.
Good.
And it continued that way. And
they still meet.
And they still meet.
Yeah.
And we have everything's done, and we can get a lot done, not just in the county.
Right.
But at the state level as well.
Yeah. When you have three voices as one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, you should be.
You know, very proud of that.
You should be.
Because we were just like this and that and so forth, and now we speak with one voice.
Oh, and by the way, we still have the Tri-City Council, and we don't have Ron Walker.
Oh. I remember one time, I know, I said to him when we were having an argument, I even had it in the paper. I said, you know, this is not Walker County.
Right.
This is Mojave County.
Yep.
And he fumed, and there was the editor of the paper at the time, what was his name? Remember him?
Yeah.
He was the editor of the paper.
And then he became their PIO.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And he got on my case. And I said, there was a reason why you left the paper. And I said, and now you're involved with this buffoon up there. And think, oh, my God. I loved it. It was a fight. I loved it.
Yep. And he was doing all of his writing for him.
Oh, all of the writing.
Yep.
All of the writing. But I don't back down when it's something.
I know.
Regarding our city and regarding our citizens, I don't back down for nothing.
I know.
I know. And that's the way it should be.
That was Daryl Purcell.
Daryl Purcell, yeah. Where'd he go, incidentally?
I don't know. Last time I ran into him one time at Walmart, he still lives in Mojave Valley.
He does?
Yeah. And retired, you know.
Retired, yeah.
And just doing nothing as far as I know. So
He did a good job as an editor. He was a great artist, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
boy.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Was he wonderful.
I know.
You know, we're coming up with an anniversary for the city.
35 years.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to be working with the city because I did the last one we did.
Right.
Brenda Richardson.
And the time capsule.
Put it together. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
There's some great things in that time capsule.
That's in there now?
Oh, yeah.
When do we open it?
You open it, let's see here, in our 50th anniversary.
Wow. 15 more years.
Uh-huh. Some great things in there.
I'm only 65 at the end of the month, so I might still be here.
You'll be here.
Yeah.
I'll probably be up there.
You'll be at Sunridge Village.
I'll be at Sunridge.
Davis House.
Someone's going to have to scream in my ear if I'm still alive or come and tell you. Please.
Yeah.
If I'm not alive.
I'll come get you in your wheelchair.
Yeah. Okay.
I will.
Or else come to where I'm laid out and tell me. Tell me what a wonderful thing it was.
Yeah. I'll shoot video and then I'll bring it to your grave and show
just
it to
lay
you.
It there or whatever.
Play it for the grave.
You know.
See a couple pieces of grass move. And
there's some really cool things that are in there.
Yeah, good.
From the
good.
Time.
Well, they're fun.
They're fun things. And we had Brenda Richardson did a great job.
Oh, I'm sure. She loves that kind of
so
stuff.
So Toby called up, and I'm going to work with Toby for this one.
Good.
And I have a lot of things.
Next month.
Paperwork, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's real quick. You know, it's not going to be like a big deal.
Right.
But we're going to have some fun on it.
Okay, we got one more minute. What's hot on the topic for Parks and
Parks and Recs. We're just coming along good. That's all. Everything is moving smooth.
Yeah.
There's nothing really hot. We're just moving
along.
Pickleboard's
all open and going. And
yes. Everything is smooth.
South of the Chamber all looks great.
Everything looks good. And David Heath has done a wonderful job.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
He's doing great.
And you know, the city is so supportive of what we do. And
you know, when we talk about transparency in the city, and there's Dave Heath out every weekend shooting pictures and video and putting it on Facebook so everybody can see it.
He's amazing. And then the other thing we got is if you haven't visited the museum, you should.
Yeah.
That's something very special.
Yep.
And that's where, that's where we're going to have our anniversary, our 15th.
At the museum?
At down there at Community Park.
Okay.
And that's going to be fun.
Oh, Carol Finkenstein will like that.
I'm sorry?
Carol Finkenstein will like that.
She'll love
it.
She'll love it. If you haven't visited the museum.
You bet.
Anyone in this city, you should.
And she wants to make it bigger.
And it will be.
I know.
It's wonderful.
I know.
Larry,
Jack,
it's been
thank
a pleasure
you so much.
Here. Thank you.
We love you.
We love you, too. We love the show.
No-cook meals are a must for mid-July. And if you need to freshen up your sandwich rotation, we'll offer up some ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Call today.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 16th. It is the 197th day of the year, and comedian Will Ferrell has a birthday. Sandwiches are the summertime go-to for no-cook meals, but if you've run out of creative ideas for cold cuts, here's some help from the Almanac Recipe Bank. Give tuna salad a twist by making curry powder and apples, then serving in a pita pocket. Apples also add a satisfying crunch to sandwiches when layered with blue cheese and chopped walnuts. Slice some garden fresh tomatoes, sprinkle with basil, and serve on a coarse bread with mozzarella cheese. Or try the Not for Faint of the Heart Vermont Farm Sandwich. Any meat or cheese is fine, but it's got to have horseradish, mustard, and sliced raw onions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find these meal ideas online and more at almanac.com.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toomforce, your host. The show every weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where if you like a nice breakfast or a nice lunch or dinner, that's where you want to go. And then afterwards, they got the pies and the muffins and the cookies and the brownies that are just awesome. That's why guys like my age have a little belly there. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you can pick up your co-op connection card right there at their offices on Hancock Road. And And that co-op connection card saves you money starting at Perkins everywhere around town. Doctor's appointments, dentists, prescriptions, furniture, tires. Get your co-op connection card at MEC on Hancock Road. Barron's Pest Solution. If you've got something you want to get rid of, like a bug or a spider or a scorpion, all you got to do is call Barron's, and they'll take care of them for you. They can do it every month, real cheaply. Martin 20 Hyundai and Kingman, where they have got Hyundais all over the lot in different colors, different shapes, and different sizes. You can test drive one. You can order a brand new one for under 20 grand. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino on the second floor there. They give you a haircut. They'll do a tint. They'll change the color. They can do a pedicure. It's all you need at Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino. Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road. You've seen that huge building for years up there. They got physical therapists. They got occupational and speech therapy for someone who might need that. And, of course, a skilled nursing facility 24/7. And so if you need that, go check it out. Go up there and ask for a tour. They'll give you a tour. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. If you've got transmission problems or AC or tune-ups or brakes, and they're family-owned, they'll take care of them for you. There's Joe and Jeff up there at ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. And now in the studio, Jack has skated out, and Billy Kay is here.
Hello, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I couldn't find the complimentary buffet. I'm sure there's one here somewhere.
It's in the green room.
Okay.
Come on. Have you never watched TV there? All that stuff's always in the green room. Don't ask where the green room is. that's where it is, okay?
Fortunately, there's a Cowboys Coffee right across from here.
Exactly. We have almost a full food court now. There's only one empty building.
I saw that.
So things are looking good. Now, Billy Kay, everybody knows you as the man behind the guitar and the microphone because you're all over this town. And not only do you perform for pay, but you do a lot of community stuff. I remember a couple of years ago putting on Facebook that our Kiwanis Club was going to be down at Sam's Club ringing the bell for the Salvation Army from this time to this time. You showed up and started singing Christmas songs.
And then we did it again last year
at
Walmart.
Yeah, and last year at Walmart. And last year you brought a couple of people with you. And just for community.
I give back. You give back. Everybody gives back. It's a great town.
It is.
I live here.
And then, of course, the last couple of years, too, at the Connie Davis Walk, Cancer Walk in Laughlin.
What are you looking at? Do you have my, bio down there somewhere?
No, I just have my notes. I have my notes here.
Yeah.
But I was trying to remember Connie's name. But Connie Davis Cancer Walk, you're there with the kind of warming up the group before they go for a walk. Yeah.
The reason for that is I've always given back, but there's a difference between... I can't think of a charity. Salvation, Kiwanis.
Uh-huh.
If I could write a check to them for $5, okay, great. Someone gets something out of that $5. But if I do something like the Connie Davis thing,
right?
Hundreds of people see that.
Yes.
And even if they don't, like a year later, they'll go, I should donate to the Connie Davis thing.
Right.
And it's a lot better than me writing a check for $5. Plus, I don't have a checking account.
but you make it an event. By standing up there and singing, and this year when you were up there singing, there was Loki helping you sing, but she had to read the words on her phone because you were singing a Beatles song and she didn't know the words.
She's awesome.
That's criminal. That's criminal. How can you not know the words to a Beatles song? Did you see the news over the weekend?
Do you watch Fox or CNN?
I switch around. Where, Paul McCartney's doing his tour, and his last tour here was in L.A.
Dodger Stadium.
And the last two songs, who joined him?
Ringo and Joe Walsh.
Ringo was there. How fantastic was that? I saw him like 3 weeks ago in San Diego.
I know.
No Ringo. I called my son. I said, we got ripped off. We thought we had a great 3-hour concert, but we got ripped off because Ringo didn't show up.
Back in my other life, I was comped to a Paul McCartney show at the MGM.
Oh, wow.
And it was the day, I think they just opened the Beatles thing over at...
Your other life? Is that when you were a woman or what?
Well, that wasn't the old homeless bed thing.
Oh.
But Ringo was there. Yoko was there. The Beatle tribute thing, whatever it is. It's not Paris, whatever it is.
Yeah. Love.
Love, thank you. Yeah. Like everyone I was living was there, and I went, whoa, how cool is this?
I know. To grow up in that air, the other day Al Roker was talking about he's recently interviewed Paul and like 6 months ago interviewed Ringo. And he thought, he just was mentioning, just chit-chatting with the people around the table there on the Today Show, saying that it's the greatest two interviews of my entire life. I had the opportunity to interview Paul and Ringo. And when you say that, everybody knows who you're talking about. And so he was just like almost in tears that he had that opportunity. I would be too,
I don't know what to say. The guy changed my life. I based my whole life on him.
Yeah? Have you seen the movie Yesterday yet?
Of course, the day it came out. And I've added 6 more Beatles songs to my set.
Did you really? Good.
That's a great one. Well, I know every Beatles song, but you can't play nothing but Beatles all night long. People get mad.
That's true.
Well, Yesterday came out, so I'm going to add this one. I didn't get upset.
That's good. So where are you this week?
Actually, I took the summer off. I'm doing... Last year, I worked 6 days a week for a year. And I'm 90% disabled. I got to break a whole bunch of laws to be able to work the way I do. I'm at Black Mountain Beach here on Thursday. I can't tell you the name of it. A casino called me the other day. They want me to play.
Oh, well, can you tell me?
We haven't done the contract yet.
Oh,
we're haggling over the price.
Oh, all right.
Larry, it's so cool that I'm just me. I'm not like Grace and a whole band.
And you're loving
or
it.
Or Kid and Nick and a whole band.
Yeah.
You guys know it's just me and a guitar. Yeah, that's why we want you. I go,
right.
At a casino.
Like, yeah, cool. You know, back in the day, and there's a few listeners out there that'll remember this. Back in the day when the old Colorado Bell was here, and it was about the size of the Regency. It was next door to the Regency. You could walk between the two of them in two and a half minutes. And they had a guy who played a guitar. And they had him in there in the afternoons. His name was Richard Jones. And then, in those days, there was no bridge up here by that Don Laughlin built.
What are you, 100 years old, dude?
Sometimes I feel like it. But we used to go to the Chamber of Commerce and get on a hay wagon and go all the way around the river, up across the dam, all the way down and to the old Colorado Bell. And Richard Jones was on there playing his guitar the whole time with a generator and his little PA system, and they were pouring something called Hunch Punch. And by the time we got to the Colorado Bell, we were all plowed, everybody that was on there. And then they bust us back at night to our cars. But good. And Richard Jones, it was their guitar player, and he was there every night and on the hay rides and everything. And so, yeah, there's a future. I mean, you can end up getting a big contract with a casino and just being their guy all the time.
They just want dance music.
Yeah?
They don't want people to actually stay and listen to the band and not gamble.
Oh, that's true.
They want, this guy needs 5-minute break.
Yeah.
Have him listen to this guy play this song that everyone's heard a million times and then go back to gambling.
Well, but you know, when you play songs that people recognize, they're comfortable. That's what they want to hear. And they can sit there and sing along or mumble along or know the three words of the song or whatever. And, you know, people like that. It's like when I'm driving along, listen to my radio, and I'm singing in my car alone.
With the windows up, I hope.
Yes, the windows up. Yeah. Sometimes they shatter, but not too often.
Oh, Billy. But anyway, it's so cool that, you know, I came here with nothing and... 3 days ago, a casino's calling me, asking me for work. So, is life is good.
Perfect. Perfect. So,
between you and me, I guess anyone who's listening now.
Well.
I haven't had to ask for a gig in over 2 years. I've reached that point where.
They call you.
They call me.
And that's
I
good.
I actually say no a lot.
And so, if somebody wanted you to play like a private party or a beach party or something, you do that too?
I don't post them on Facebook, but I love doing those because they pay an awful lot of money. They pay more than the bars out here pay.
So, what is your phone number?
It's on my...
For the listeners.
702-845-3988. Favorite color is blue.
845-3988.
Yes.
Okay. So, if somebody wanted to hire you for a... Bar mitzvah or a weekend party or a family reunion or something like that for a weekend or a Saturday or a Sunday, you're available.
I do that all the time. I just don't share it on Facebook because it's a private event.
Right. Okay.
I never get to see the pictures, too, because I don't know anybody at the wedding party. I can't go, hey, Larry, can
send me a couple pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anyone.
See, you need to do like our guest speaker at Kiwanis this morning. He saw me taking pictures. He came up afterwards and gave me his card and said, can you send me those pictures? So I sent him the pictures. I have his card.
I do that, and I never hear from the people.
Well, not a perfect world, is it?
But there's so many pictures of me on Facebook, it's like, okay,
yeah.
Who cares?
And you put us both on Facebook because you were here today. I saw that. Yeah,
I made you look good. I took the only good picture of you.
I know. I saw that. I don't know. How
I was going to go with one that had we were wearing long pants. I couldn't find any.
Apparently, you don't own and long pants. And you won't. And you won't. Not until November, December. You know, and then I might find a pair to put on. Other than that, I live in shorts. This is Bullhead City.
To those who don't know, Larry and I keep showing up in any place that has free food. We're at ribbon cutting, mixers. Anytime there's free food, I go, hey, there's Larry.
Yep. Yep. We see each other a lot because Billy is a great entertainer. And besides just being an entertainer that can sing, he's fun when he's behind the microphone. And he makes the, I don't care. I was at a meeting one time at Lisa's Bistro, which is now
Black Mountain Bistro.
Black Mountain Bistro. And I was in a meeting in the back room, and I walked out, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, hey, Larry, come over here. Let's sing Lady Madonna. You know, you don't want me singing, but I could go, Lady Madonna.
Say Black Mountain Bistro again, because I think I talk them into giving me a dollar every time we mention their
name. Yeah? Black Mountain Bistro does?
Let's make $50 here.
Okay, there you go. There's dinner tonight. No, that's the way it should be. Well, Billy, so you're just working a few places. You're not really hard at 6 days a week this summer, huh?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Good. Good. Are you going to vacation at all? You going to go anywhere and get out of town?
Just visit my son in Phoenix.
Oh, that's good.
I don't like to drive, Larry. It's like going to the Avi for cigarettes. It's like, oh, that's right. As far as I'll drive, anything past the Avi is...
Forget it, huh? Okay.
And every time I look at a map, I want to go to L.A. I go, really? It's even further than going...
Yeah.
When I lived in Vegas? How did we add 2 more hours to this trip? When
Have you convinced your son to meet you in Wickenburg yet? So you don't have to go all the way?
All right. He's happy. He's
good.
He doesn't want to come out here. He doesn't gamble. There's no one his age, literally.
Hey, every weekend there's people his age. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I read that post on Facebook. Apparently, yeah. The Tropicana is nothing but kids.
Yeah. Well, a couple of the casinos, they fill up on the weekends with people in their 20s and 30s and 40s. They load it, you know. Toby Cotter was on yesterday, and he was saying that this is a destination city for a lot of people that like to vacation. You know, if you live in San Bernardino or Riverside or Pomona, and you don't get to the ocean, come to the river. You know, the all these casinos that have their rooms are fairly inexpensive for the weekend, especially if you compare it to Vegas. Plus, we have the river. So
I told you, I lived in Vegas for 10 years, and... Different clientele go to Paris than come here.
Yes.
There are girls dressed to the nines.
Right.
You come here, I'm not making this up. The other day I was at the Trop, and a van of 149 people emptied out, and they all had inflatable pool toys with them and everything, and buckets, and they were going into the Trop. I'm going,
yep.
We're not in Vegas anymore.
Nope. Vegas is, like you said, it can be, you got to dress up, you know, and play that role. But the river has always been casual and relaxed. And I'm glad, you know. You walk into the casinos, you might see a pit boss wearing a sport coat. You know, he's probably not wearing a tie. Or if he's wearing a tie, he's not wearing a sport coat. You know, you don't see too many people wear suits besides Sean Hammond. You know.
And he does so willingly, too.
Well, you know, he looks good in a suit. He prides himself that he, you know. He doesn't have an ounce of fat on him, and he puts on a suit, and he looks sharp, you know. And in his role, you have to, you know. You're the head of 3 casinos.
I can't believe that he posts on Facebook. I compare him to Steve Wynn or all the other moguls in Vegas, and they don't post stuff on Facebook like that.
But
controversial.
But Sean
he does.
Is a Mojave High School graduate. He still knows where his roots are. He still does stuff for the Boys and Girls Club. He still does stuff for the chambers, both chambers, you know, And he's still that guy that wants to sit down and have a beer with you, you know. And he's still that guy that wants to hang out at church on Sunday for half a day. You know, he still has his priorities, and him and Robert, they love life large, you know. But he's still the guy that when you don't walk past him in the casino without him saying hi to you and shaking your hand. And there he was last Friday night at the Boys and Girls Club up there. Hand in margaritas to the judges, you know. He was delivering margaritas, and so he's just one of us with a bigger check and a nice suit. Yeah.
The downside of being in a small town is you know everybody.
And
you can't complain. Like, I want to complain about the Colorado Bell the other day, and I go, I can't complain. I know half the employees. I know the owner.
Yeah.
But seriously, my machine jammed. And there wasn't one floor person in an entire casino to help me.
They were busy.
Where? You can see the whole casino. It's not like a big place.
It was lunchtime, you know? Yeah. Well, Billy, thanks for coming in. So this Thursday night, you're at Black Mountain?
Yes, and my manager said to make sure I plug the new song. It's called Lifeline. There's 14 local artists on it. All the money goes to the local vets. It's at BillyKMusic.com or on Facebook or anywhere I am.
And I was going to say, they can buy CDs from you Thursday night.
Yep.
What's your hours there Thursday?
5:30 to 8:30.
5:30. Oh, 3 hours, huh? You call that a job?
Three hours? There's a travel time. It's a block from my house. Rehearsal time.
Yeah, rehearsal time. Rehearsal time, yeah. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to try this new song. We're going to call this rehearsal for the next 3 minutes. All right, Billy. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Have fun Thursday night, and keep selling those CDs and helping our vets.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet. Billy Kay.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
Calling all Patriot Guard riders. A welcome home mission is being organized for Air Force Staff Sergeant Danny DJ Scholl Jr. of Lake Havasu City. The PGR is honoring DJ for his 6 years of service on Saturday, July 20th. Email Ride Captain Jerry Heredia for more info. kermcrow@gmail.com. A benefit golf event for the Tri-State Military Moms takes place at the Chaparral Country Club in Bullhead City on Sunday, July 28th. There's a $50 entry fee for the 9-hole event. Contact Kevin Nestrick, 758-3939. Foster parent classes start Thursday, July 25th at 6 p.m. in Kingman. The training is centered around caring for kids in foster care. Email Maria R. at hrtaz.com for more information.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Ah, you've been to the desert and on a horse with no name. And that desert is Bullhead City. Nice and warm here. All right, it's now time for our community calendar covering Bullhead, Laughlin, Kingman, Needles, and all the valleys in between. And if you want to put something on our community calendar, email it to me, TuneForce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, at gmail.com. And most everything that we have on our community calendar is also on our Facebook page, which is Facebook at Speak Out 2.0. And so you can put that on your Facebook, and you'll see all the things that we post on there. So we'll start off with today. Right now at the Elks Lodge in Bullhead City, there is a blood drive that kicks off at 1 o'clock and goes until 5 o'clock tonight. And you can stop by there and give the gift of life. If you're a first-time donor, all you got to do is mention it to them, and they'll make sure they take care of you. And Billy Kay is over here taking my picture while I'm doing this. Tomorrow from 5 until 7 at Valley View Medical Center, they're going to have an open house in their imaging and their lab departments. They want to show you what goes on there. And so if you ever have any questions or end up there, you'll already know what's going to happen. So check that out. Valley View Medical Center tomorrow between 5 and 7. I'm sure they'll have some food there too. But you can go out and check out the labs and the imaging center. And tomorrow there's also a blood drive at the Aquarius. We were talking about Sean Hammond and his Aquarius. It's 11 to 5 tomorrow. If you want to make a reservation, you can call 877-258-4825. Then we have a ribbon cutting coming up on Thursday at noon at Donya's By the Book, 5630 Highway 95. If you have any questions, call Donya, 768-1846. The Mojave County Republican Party has a forum coming up, and believe it or not, I didn't finish typing this line. I'll have to tell you more about that tomorrow. There is a food pantry from WOW, the mobile food bank. You get 30 to 60 pounds at Rotary Park on Friday the 19th from 11 to 2. If you have any questions, call Betty at 758-7689. And then if you got nothing to do Friday night, if you saw Billy on Thursday night, Friday night you can go see Reba and a guy named Brooks and Dunn. And they're at the Riverside Resort. Start at 8 o'clock at night till 9:30. Questions, call the Riverside, 702-298-2535. And then on Hancock Road, 1062, which is probably the real estate office, but I'm not sure. 1062 Hancock Road on Saturday. From 8 and or from 9 until 3, they're going to have a annual Christmas in July with a lot of vendors in there. And that's a fundraiser. And so stop by. And then Saturday also, it's the big 2019 Splash Bash at Ken Fovard Park. And tomorrow we have Jeff Tipton on here at 12:30 to tell us all about it. What are they doing out there? Pounding on the floor? Anyhow, that happens at Ken Fovard Park at 3:30. It goes until like 8 o'clock at night, I believe. 3:30 till 8 or 9? Yeah. Starts at 3:30. Doesn't say when it ends, so it'll end whenever it does. Any questions, call City Hall at 663-9400, extension 306. And then on Sunday, this is called Summertime Designer Handbag Bingo, and this is at the Avi Casino. This is a fundraiser also, and it's from noon until 6. Any questions, call Jackie at 928-542-6804. But if you're looking for a new handbag, you can check that out. And then we have a special class coming up on the 24th called Stop the Bleed at the Laughlin Library, 9:30 and noon, two classes that day. Any questions, you can call the Laughlin Library at 702-507-4063. And that's going to can it for the tuna on a Taco Tuesday. Have a great day. Sean Hannity is going to drop by after the news for a couple hours. After the news, Paul Lavoie will give you the weather. We will see you again tomorrow with Jeff Tipp.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ.